three former students of Immaculata High School that have brought claims of sexual abuse against the former teacher, Michael McGuire. He was engaging in a series of, I would say, grooming activities with several young ladies. Some of them, of course, did not go with his advances, and others did. There's a pattern of behavior with several students, including those not named in the lawsuit. And just some of them, you know, he was more successful in his grooming than others.
Well, can you talk a little bit more specific about what their allegations are?
I represent three students who have actual claims, and there's others that would be called as what I would say notice witnesses as to this pattern of behavior that was ongoing and wasn't being addressed by the school or anybody else. So, you know, there are sexual abuse allegations that, just for my client's purposes, I'm not going to get into too much detail, but I can tell you this, that it goes well beyond the definition of sex abuse as defined in the law, and his pattern of behavior was definitely, definitely far over the line.
How long a period are we talking that this occurred?
Well, we believe that it was occurring for at least a 4 to 5 year period, but it could have been as long as he was a teacher there, but we're unsure of that at this point until we get further into the case.
And I see that this came about because of the Child Victims Act. That opened the window for you guys?
It opened the window to a lot of people, and it's been interesting because, you know, I've had people, you know, 50, 60 years old coming to see me, and they've been carrying this with them for so many years. And, you know, just even talking to an attorney or somebody else, and even if they decide not to file a claim, they seem to have a great deal of relief from just talking about it because they've bottled it up inside for so long, and now they feel like they have an avenue. And many of these victims think that it's their obligation to come forward to make sure this doesn't happen again to some other kids.
Before filing this lawsuit, I'm sure you probably did some reach out. What would you like to share about, you know, what they said about this?
Well, not much as far as McGuire is concerned, but the school is no longer in existence, so it was tough to reach out, and it was tough to find people that were involved at the time. And that's part of the difficulty with these types of cases where the allegations are so old. You know, these allegations are 35 to 40 years old, and finding people that are even still around at this point is difficult. But, you know, we've done our due diligence, and we have definitely enough to go forward with a claim.
I'm trying to remember if Immaculata was run by the diocese or if it was independent.
It was started by the Franciscan Sisters of St. Joseph, and it was under the auspices of the diocese, too. The diocese had some role in that. I mean, you know, they were involved when the school was shut down, so there's definitely a connection there.
So are they named in the lawsuit?
Yeah, the diocese is, too.
This is a little bit even more disturbing because he was also former mayor of Blaisdell.
Yeah, I know that adds a little bit to it, so it makes you think, okay, what was he doing as a mayor, too? So, yeah, you know, we haven't had any former village employees coming forward yet, but maybe with this publicity, maybe more will come forward, but who knows?